I just love the end of that song. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings unto thee, sir. How are you today?
It is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. You're wearing green? I am. I don't see any green. I get to pinch you.
I'm not, I don't think.
You know, when I was a
underwear.
Kid. For, yeah, no,
underwear.
For a couple of years, I actually had a green band on my underwear when I was like 10.
I was just lying because I figured you wouldn't check.
No, I don't care. Yeah, I'll take your word for it. But I just love to show the girls. I'm like, after they pinch me.
Sure.
There was some sort of, I was trying to think of this earlier. There was some sort of retaliation if someone pinched you.
And they were wrong?
Yes. And I don't remember what it was. I think I took upon myself to tickle them or annoy them or something.
I'm sure you annoyed
them.
Hey,
girls, come here. Look, I don't have any green. Oh, wait.
Yes, I do.
I do. What a jerk.
So we are going to talk about St. Patrick's Day disasters, of which I have.
I'll bet.
Several. Creepy things guys said to you.
Look, I don't have a... Check my underwear
out. Check my underwear. And we have a $500 contest that's coming up this hour. $500 for the Kevin and Sluggo 1 second of nonstop rock.
You know, and I've been thinking about it. It's kind of hard because you only get that 1 second. But when you're listening, when the game actually happens, I think I have some advice for you today. Let's listen to the words of Ted Stryker.
I've got to concentrate.
Concentrate.
Might help. Yeah.
I've got to concentrate.
You just said that.
Concentrate. Concentrate. It's starting to.
Hello.
Start.
Hello. Echo. 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 Pinch hitting for Pedro Bourbon. Manny Mota. Mota.
That's your advice?
It's my advice, yes.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon from 3 to 7 o'clock.
And I want to give away some money. Let's give away cash.
Just before we do that, do you mind if I play a highlight or a low light, depending on how you look at it?
Okay.
I was employed at a different radio station.
What?
K-Rock for 30 years.
Okay.
And I was known for Moments with Kevin, which is basically just a word jumble. I would start saying something, and I have no idea what words came out in what order.
Sputtering, bah, bah, bah,
yes.
Bah, 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 bah.
And so it makes this a strange choice of vocation. But so I got an email last night from the program director, and it said, a second with Kevin. And this is when Bean called in and asked about our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Oh, yeah, we were talking to Bean on the air here the other day, and he asked about our precious little contest.
And listen to how I describe it.
How does 1 second of rock work? How does that work? Can I play? Can I win this?
Actually,
no,
yes.
How does it work?
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
It's pretty tough. It's
wow.
Just literally a front.
It's a word jumble. It's like literally all the words are in there, but I have a prism that somehow just.
Yeah.
Play it again.
Okay, yeah. I have to get to it. That's beautiful. Yeah, I think
that's well said. I think 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
We need to keep that forever. Official rules.
I remember at the time thinking, wow, that went poorly. I could have said that better. All right, so it's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock. We play you a second of a song. Could be anywhere. In the song, if you're caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS and you have the correct name of the artist and the name of the song, you will win $500.
$500 up for grabs.
All right, let's do it.
That was it right there. That was the whole thing.
But wait.
Yeah, that was it.
Did you just play the...
It was it. That's it.
All right.
818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. Identify that song. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
Hello, KLOS. Who's this?
Donna.
Donna, you're caller 13.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay.
Nicely done.
Let me ask you a question. Are you driving right now?
Yes.
Okay, are you safe to continue playing our precious little game whilst driving?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. We don't want to hear...
Well, right. It depends if she gets to guess or not.
Yeah, that point. That's true.
So we are going to play it for you again.
And take a good listen and tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and we'll give you $500. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here you go. What did you get from that?
It sounded like Static.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
It did sound that way, yeah.
But it isn't. It's actually a piece of a song. What song?
AC/DC Back in Black.
Back in Black! I'm sorry, that's not it,
that
Donna.
That is incorrect. Thank you.
Sorry, Donna.
Thank you for calling. Okay. It's the best when you sing it, though.
I know. I don't know. Why do I always have
really,
to sing whatever
really
they say?
Beautiful.
It's so helpful.
$1,000 next hour.
Yeah. You think you know what that little piece of song is? Be ready to be caller 13 and tell us sometime between 4 and 5 when we tell you to call.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Good luck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And Red Hot Chili Peppers, who were beaten by Led Zeppelin in the very first round of Marcy's March Madness that happened on Monday. And then yesterday, Def Leppard upset Metallica. It was a little bit of a surprise, I think, in-house, except, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but the big boss, the main dude, Otto, yeah, was totally behind Def Leppard. He was walking around
Oh, that's
right.
Here.
He was in your screaming.
He was walking around here screaming. I was like, what the hell?
Make Def Leppard win! So I don't know, but we believe the polls. So clearly that's the case. Now it's between Tom Petty and Aerosmith. I was just saying, I can't pick between those two. It's impossible. Totally impossible between Tom Petty and Aerosmith. But I see that Tom Petty right now in Marcy's March Madness is 56% to Aerosmith's 43. That hurts my soul. They need to be 50-50. Then I'll be okay
with
that.
It's not going to be 50-50.
No, I know, but it must be.
Okay.
All right, so happy St. Patty's Day.
So today's St. Patrick's Day. And I'd like to tell you about a former one.
Oh, yes, please do. This will be a good story.
We used to have parties on St. Patrick's Day. I think the name of the place was O'Grady's.
Oh, like on Sunset? O'Grady's?
Maybe not. It's the one next to whatever the strip club is.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. The Body Shop?
I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, we used to do shows there, and we would have Flogging Molly and different bands and stuff like that.
You two always came by and played.
Sure, yeah. That always happened.
Oh, yeah.
And one was particularly weird in that I had gotten a new car.
A new car! Dun-dun-dun!
The day before.
Uh-huh.
So it's brand new, and I drive it to this place, and I park it, and I look around because I want to make sure, like, no one hits it.
Sure.
It's brand new.
Yeah.
This is the first day I've driven it.
Yeah.
So we go in and we do the show. We park at, 5 in the morning. It's dark.
Right.
And so we start the show and we do an entire show. Then we stay afterwards and eat.
Sure.
And it's about, noon now.
Right. How many beverages have you had at this point? Green beers.
I used to have a green beer or two super early because then by the time it's time to drive and I've already eaten and all.
Right.
So I was not drunk. I would like to point that out.
And I believe you.
So I walk out to the valet and I give him my ticket and he pulls my car around and he gives me the keys and I get in and I start driving and I think, the seat's kind of
funky.
Weird. He must have moved the seat so it's more comfortable for him. And then I looked in the door handle and it was like a brush was in there. And I was like, those mother effers took my car for
a joyride on St. Patrick's Day.
I thought that was just like rumor. I didn't know that actually happened.
So they not only didn't readjust your seat, they left incriminating evidence.
And then I noticed it wasn't my car.
I was going to ask. I'm like, are you sure this was your vehicle, sir?
Now
because
I
it's new, you weren't even completely. Did it even look totally different color?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
So now I freak out. Right. Now I'm driving. I'm literally stealing a car. And that's Grand Theft Auto. I can go to jail. So I decide, I need to make a U-turn on Sunset. Very busy.
Oh, yeah. No,
very
that's busy. Fine. No problem.
So I make a U-turn and I go back and I pull into the center lane so I can turn left back into the bar. And I'm just thinking to myself, please, the cars were stopped, so I couldn't go. I was like, please, cars, please just go. So make room.
Right.
The first chance I get, I'm going to take the car, and I'm going to drive in there, and I'm going to tell them this isn't my car.
You're going to drive it worse than a rental, because it's totally not your car.
So no, I was not. I was
fly in there.
I was freaked out.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I felt like I was a criminal.
Burp.
Yes. So I thought, well, maybe no one will notice. I'm just sitting here, but the traffic is going the other way, and I can't drive.
Oh, no.
And I hear a guy go, that's my car!
No.
And it was his car.
Is he staring at you?
He was pointing at me.
From across the street.
Yes.
In front of O'Grady's or whatever.
And then I got out of his car.
In the middle of the road?
Yes.
In the middle of sunset.
Because I didn't know what to do. I was totally freaked out because I was sitting in his car.
Right.
What do you do? The traffic's not moving, so I can't turn. So I said, dude, why don't you come out here?
Hey, come out here, huh?
And get in your car.
Hey, get in your car.
You... No, I didn't say it that way. Yeah. I was just like, look, it'll be quicker if you just walk across this stop traffic. And get in your car.
And, you know, as all of this is going on and you're screaming back and forth or whatever, no one's really paying attention because it's Sunset Boulevard.
Correct.
It's just like, of course, there's always chaos.
Yes, it's chaos, but no one cares.
Nope.
Except for everybody that was at that bar.
Right.
So then I get out. The guy gets in his car. I walk across traffic.
Well, did he ask you what the hell you were doing in his car?
Yes.
And you told him to mind his own business, buddy.
I told him I thought it was mine.
You didn't say the valet gave it. No, you didn't think of that.
At that second, I didn't think. No, the valet gave me your car.
Right.
And keys.
And yeah, I was going to say, you didn't even like, how did you get
didn't
it
think
going?
Of that at all.
Right. And nice brush in here, by the way, buddy. Gross.
So then I go to the valet and I'm like, hey, dude.
Come on, man.
That's not my car.
Yeah, thanks.
And I don't appreciate that. Right. And if you would please look for the... And so he went and got my car, and my car was very dark green. Very dark green.
Right.
His car was black. Didn't notice.
I wouldn't have noticed. I really wouldn't have. I wouldn't have.
I'm glad to hear that because...
The only one you would have for sure known would have been Jed the Fish's car because it was bright yellow. It was this huge, bright yellow
thing. I mean, that would have helped a lot
right.
if that was the case.
Right.
So we're going to take your calls on St. Paddy's Day disasters. It doesn't have to involve cars at all. St. Paddy's Day disasters. What happened? It started great. Everything was going well. And then it all went south.
And this holiday brought it upon you.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. Good luck. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Tim tweets to me, it's Dublin's.
Oh, right.
Right next to the body shop
on Sunset Boulevard. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dublin's. That's Dublin. What I was forgetting the name of it. Just the name of the city in Ireland that's well known.
Who would remember that? This was where you tried to steal a car a few years ago.
I didn't
ago,
try
huh?
and steal a car.
You
a guy
did.
Tried to give me a car.
Here, have this.
Which was very nice of him.
That's very thoughtful.
It's KLOS. Tell us your story.
Hey, yeah, I got a story for St. Patrick's Day, man.
Yes, sir. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so my cousin and I at the bar, he sees a guy at the bar who he knows he don't want to start a fight with. So he says, all right, let's leave. We head out of the bar. We get a six-pack. Sure enough, the guys come outside. They follow us. You know, a fight starts. So after that, you know, we see the cops coming, and dude, I already had the pills on me that he gave me earlier in the bar, so, you know, I just head for the rooftop. And,
wait, I'm very confused by this story.
Wait, your friend gave you the pills, or this guy that wanted to have a fight with you gave you the pills?
No, it was my cousin.
Your cousin.
Oh, okay.
The bar,
and then you ran on the roof?
You headed up to the roof to get away from the popo.
That's right, man. Yeah.
Yeah. What happened?
Did it work?
And so he, you know, the cops came and he got self-defense for, you know, defending two guys on one.
And they didn't see you?
No, they'd never seen me.
Look at that.
And we had some beer after that.
Right on, man. Thank you for
calling. You should celebrate at that point.
Hey, it's KLOS. What's your St. Paddy's Day story?
Yes.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. Hi, KLOS, what's your St. Paddy's Day story?
Okay, so I was at a bar with my girlfriend, and we're drinking, everything's good. I usually have a green beer, and I can't remember exactly what I said, but the next thing I know, I'm wearing her green beer and broken glass all over the place. She smashed me in the face with her glass.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Cut my nose and mouth all up with the broken glass, and I was... wearing the green beer.
And some blood, I should think.
Yes. And the whole bar turns and looks at me, and I don't even know what the f*** it is that I said. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm just going to have to make an assumption here. I think she did the right thing. That's all. we all have to guess, and that's mine.
818-955-KLOS. Well, your St. Paddy's Day story. Sheriff! It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
We are talking about St. Patrick's Day stories. Do you have a story for us, sir?
Yeah, I got a St. Patrick's Day story.
Yes, please. What happened?
Last St. Patrick's Day, we just started doing these Zoom meetings for this organized volunteer organization I'm in.
Right.
It was the first or second Zoom meeting, and we turned it into a drinking game.
Yay! But then
I had a fifth of Jameson. I was doing car bombs.
Okay.
And every time someone got interrupted, we had to take a drink.
Wow, we would be blitzed in the first 20 minutes on this show.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And then the meeting kept dragging on, so we said every 5 minutes it goes over past 8 o'clock, we had to take a drink.
Were you saying this out loud, or were you doing the little chat feature with some of your buddies?
So we had a separate group text.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay.
So towards the end of the meeting, my wife comes home from work, and she starts screaming. I looked behind me, and my 3-year-old and 4-year-old had got a bag of flour. They dumped it all over the kitchen right behind me, and they're doing flour snow angels all over the floor.
Flour snow angels. That's awesome.
You do good work.
Yeah. Well done, sir. Encouraging the arts. I think that's nice.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey.
St. Patrick's Day story.
Oh, yeah. We had probably the worst one was we had a party at our house, and we decided to not only have green beer, but green tequila and margaritas and just about everything, every kind of alcohol you could imagine.
Sure.
Tinted green. The problem is, of course, everybody got, let's just say, a little affected, and it really came out the top end all over the entire apartment.
Oh, wow. Gross. Yeah, green vomit.
Ooh.
The next morning, the worst part is that our roommate's boyfriend evidently thought the tub was a toilet.
Thought what was
the tub?
The tub. Oh, no.
Which way? Well, number one or number two?
That's a huge toilet.
When my wife went in there, she could smell it. And it was drawn, and we didn't know it was up. When we encountered him, he goes, "No, I would never do that." We go, "Well, how would you know? You don't even remember anything from last night."
Had to clean that up, and was it at all green?
Why are we talking about that part of it? That's not enjoyable.
We're not looking for enjoyable things.
Yes,
we're looking for horrible, disgusting, awful stories. And thank you for sharing, sir. Tis the KLOS free ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Tis St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And we are taking calls about your experiences. Hello, KLOS.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Thank you. You calling about St. Patrick's Day stories?
Yes. My son go to Kennedy High School, and their slogan is Irish, right?
Okay.
Every 4 years, their band go to Ireland to perform during their parade.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, they were getting ready to go. They were on the bus at the airport, and because of COVID,
Kidding. So they couldn't fly to Ireland because of COVID.
Oh, boo.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
Hey, what? We're not going to Ireland?
I'm glad they didn't go, because what if they go and they get trapped over there?
That's true.
People that couldn't come back home.
That's true.
That could be months.
Yeah. Right on. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Maybe they'll get a chance to go in 40, 50 years. Hey, KLOS, do you have a St. Patty's Day nightmare story for us?
Bazooka barfing.
Zooka barfing?
Bazooka barfing.
Bazooka barfing.
Is that...
define.
Is that a name, an action?
It's sort of like bah, 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 across the floor.
Kind of streaming.
Okay.
I think I've been there.
Particles and all sorts of stuff.
Sure. Anybody hit the wall or the ceiling or anything?
I think we've all been there. We call that machine gunning.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, do we have time to clear the lines and play the game?
Yeah. What is it? It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock
game. Right. For $1,000.
So yeah,
we're going to clear all the lines of people that are calling for St. Patrick's Day, and we're going to take your call. If you're caller 13 and you recognize this song, you're going to hear 1 second of it. If you recognize it, we need the artist and the song title, and you're caller 13, you will win $1,000.
So listen very closely. Here you go.
I know it sounded like noise, but that was it.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock
game.
KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is George. How you guys doing today?
Good, George.
We're good. Are you underwater?
Would you like to be?
Yeah, I'm underwater, man. I'm so far underwater, you have no idea. But
okay, so hi.
I just got my stimulus. I'm in a good mood today.
Second. Wait, you just got your stimulus check, so you got $1,400?
And so did my wife, yeah.
Wow! $800. And now you have a chance to win another $1,000.
No, but you know what? You know what's really cool? My wife's daughter, she has three kids.
Yeah.
And she just got, and her husband, they just got $7,000, man.
Wow.
$1,000.
Party's at your house.
Yeah.
Party at my house, baby.
All right. Are you ready to play the game?
Yeah, I have no idea what it is, but I'll guess something.
We'll play. Okay, yeah.
We'll play it for you again.
Here. Listen very closely. Clearly, you're having a good day. Tell us the name of the song and the artist, and you get another grand on top of that other stuff. Here you go. Listen closely.
No idea. Led Zeppelin, Cashmere.
I'm sorry. That's
incorrect.
Hey, go Dodgers. Dodgers are coming back. And, you know, I work for the Dodgers, too. And the Dodgers are coming back in April, baby.
Nice. He's just the happiest
you
person.
You are. That's awesome.
Love you, dude.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. I don't know anything about your contest. Your contest is so weak. But, so intelligently.
So wonderful. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. Kevin, you hung up on him by accident.
I love that, dude.
Yep.
I think that's my favorite song right now.
Yeah. I'm right there with
Making
you.
Making a Fire, Foo Fighters from their new album. Love that. It's 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station.
Hey, I'm going to shout out a really nice human, Mama Jen Rocks. She hit us on our social. Thanks to you and Kevin for making my drive home less crappy. I'm actually happy to be in the car longer. I listen to you two. Love you both.
Wow, that's not true.
That can't be right. Mama Jen Rocks, thank you. We are Kevin and Sluggo Show on all socials if you want to find us.
Let's talk about guys being bad. Now, stop it, first of all. Second of all,
right?
Stop it. I have two stories. One, a friend of mine was in a 7-Eleven today.
Okay. Was it Bean?
No.
Because he loves 7-Eleven.
No, it was not.
Okay.
And the guy behind the counter was hitting on the woman that was in front of the counter. But he was doing it like this. He said, and she didn't respond at all.
Right.
He said, "Hey, happy hump day." Like that.
Well, that would
first
turn
all,
me on. I'd be there.
First of all, is hump day still
no,
a
who's
thing?
Still saying hump day?
I can't imagine, A.
No.
And B, who's trying to pick up a girl with that?
Oh, well, thank you.
The way
hey,
you
want to go out?
It just makes no
what
sense.
What time do you get off?
So we're going to take some calls from women on things that guys tried that maybe were awful.
Not in the right ballpark.
I don't know if you remember this story, but this man hit on woman as Satan.
Oh, yeah. It's a story a couple of weeks ago.
March 1st, 10:45 p.m., a 20-year-old female told them that while she was on the Orange Line train, a male sat across from her, dressed in all black attire, wearing a mask, covering his entire face, and had his hood on with the drawstring pulled tightly around his face. He typed on his phone and then extended his arm out toward the girl, displaying the message, "I am Satan."
I am Satan.
Hey,
she, of course, didn't take that well.
Oh, that's neat. Hey, you want to go out?
Right.
And that was what he said to the cops later, that he was trying to pick up on her. Is
officers
that right?
Approached him. He's a 22-year-old from Boston who is dressed as described still. And they asked about his actions. And the male admitted to displaying the message, "I am Satan," while staring at her ominously, but said that he was flirting with her. And he was trying to be funny, and he was hoping to get her phone number.
I mean, had it ever worked for him before? Hey, look, I'm Satan. Oh, cool. Let's
I can
go
tell
out.
You that. No. There's no way that ever worked for anyone ever.
Maybe for Satan himself.
Why?
I mean, if he actually is.
Why are guys so bad at this?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Just desperate. And just
I mean, this guy,
we
had
don't
to be,
know what
that, this guy had to be lying.
No, I don't know. Who
no
knows?
Way.
What would be the other point? Just to scare her?
Yes.
I guess. But she'd be like, shut up. I mean, what do you know? You're not.
I mean, she was frightened, and she did call the police, and they showed up. The dude was still there wearing the outfit.
Right. Yeah.
What if
no,
it was
I tend
actually,
to think I,
what if it
yeah.
was Satan?
Go ahead and arrest me.
I'll get out in a second.
We right. dare you.
So guys, girls, let's take calls from females.
Yes.
About what guys tried to pick them up, because it's not a nice scene. It's not good. It's not a happy thing for girls.
And it didn't work. 818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We are talking about guys being creepy to girls and thinking that somehow they're hitting on them.
And coming up with really clever things to say like, happy hump day.
Yes, or I'm Satan. Those
Satan.
Don't
wanna go out?
Seem good. So let's go to the phones. KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys, love to hear you. I got a little backstage trivia for you. Okay. I was wondering if you guys know what state has the highest population of Irish people.
It must be Boston.
It's got to be Boston, right? That's what I hear.
Sure, that's what you're looking
years
for.
Running.
You're so funny. Thank you for calling. Hey, KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi. So
I was just calling about what you guys were talking about
guys,
on the radio.
Guys being creepy, yes?
Yeah. So one time I remember the time this guy, just because I asked him to buy me a beer, he thought he can hook up with me right after. Ugh. And he totally did that. He asked me, so you want to make out after? And I was like, no, I think for the drink, though.
He just assumed that that was on then?
One beer equals making out.
Yeah, that's what he thought. And I was like, no.
I'll bet in his mind he thought that making out was only step one of the guaranteed action that he was going to get for buying the beer.
For that $1.75.
It was more embarrassing for him, though, because he said it in front of, a bunch of people that I was with. And, I totally just said, no.
Yeah, yeah, look, you got to do what you got to do. Nicely done.
Did they laugh and throw stuff at him?
Yeah, they did. Well, they laughed at him, and it was really awkward, and he just left.
Beautiful.
All right, thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling in. Tom Petty v. Aerosmith today. Marcy's March Bandness. You can still vote between Tom Petty right there or Aerosmith. That's an impossible choice for me.
That is a tough one, yeah.
It's impossible.
Did you vote or no?
No, I can't. Last I checked, it was 56% for Mr. Petty there, 43% for Steven and Friends.
I went with Steven and Friends.
Yeah, that was who you did?
Yeah.
You voted?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
You have to vote or you can't complain.
That's right. Okay.
I heard that
someplace. Yeah, right. Marcy's March Bandness, however, she'll tell you tomorrow who actually won this round.
All right, we are talking about creepy ways that guys hit on women. Hello, KLOS.
Hi. I heard you guys were talking about guys creeping on women on the radio and
yes,
stuff. And
yes.
I had a story I wanted to call in with.
Yes,
please do, yeah.
I was at a bar talking to a woman,
mm-hmm.
and an old guy, at least 30 years older than me, white beard, white hair, in a suit, interrupts us, mid-sentence, to say, hi, how are you? After I say, hi, I'm not interested, he has a younger man with him who then comes over and asks me to explain to him what the guy did wrong and engages me in a 30-minute conversation about it that I can't get out of.
Wait, what? So, hold up. So the old guy came in and just flat interrupted you.
Excuse me, you want to go out, baby?
And yeah, then his younger friend who was trying to help him?
He was the wingman?
I guess so.
Wow. That's a lame wingman.
And wow.
Was he trying to tell you what a great person this old guy was?
No, he was just trying to second guessing every answer I had for trying to explain systemically why what he did was rude and why creeping on girls and when they're having a conversation is
Wow.
Someone you just met and you're trying to get to know a random person and you're oh, this is cool. And then you just get totally interrupted and cut off by these guys just trying to
Did he say that he was with the FBI?
No, not even.
That's an old man joke.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm sorry that happened. That sounds very, very annoying.
Yes, it does.
Right on. Hi, KLOS. Do you have a horrible pickup story for us?
I do. A coworker of mine, we're in the break room, and across the way was a doctor's office. And the doctor's office, he said, last year, that used to be a plastic surgeon. And I was like, oh, really? Oh, wow, you can totally see. And he goes, yeah, the girls would come in totally, flat-chested. And then, you would see them come in, all of a sudden with these big, juicy breasts. And I'm
I'm sorry. Hold on. Did he use the word juicy?
Juicy.
Yes. And I was just oh, my God. I didn't know what to do because I'm top-heavy, right? So I was just
would you say you're juicy? I'm sorry.
I guess. I don't know. But it's so inappropriate and so weird and creepy.
Yeah,
so I'm like, oh, God.
Well, all right. You know what? Give us his phone number so we can call him right now. Because clearly you got it. He sounds amazing. We don't have a chance. Guys are just so dumb. We're just dumb.
Well, don't use the word juicy.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I mean, really, that's rule one. All right, do we have time to do our contest?
Yeah, let's try and give away. It's $1,500 now.
$1,500.
Right? Dang.
For this... Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock.
You can listen to 1 second of audio from a song, and if you can tell us who the artist is and what the name of the song is and be caller 13, then you can get yourself $1,500 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Listen closely and then give us a call. 818-955-KLOS. All right, what was that? It sounds like the CD skipping, but it's not.
It sounds like a mistake.
Yeah.
But it is not. It's a second of a song.
Yep.
Yeah.
So if you know what it is, you know what to do. Be caller 13 right now. 818-955-KLOS. All right. Let's give away some cash now.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game.
KLOS, hello. Who's this?
Lisa Irvine. Hi.
Hi.
Your name is Lisa?
Yes, that's Irvine. Hi.
Hi, you're caller 13.
Woohoo! Thank you. I hope I know the song.
I hope you do, too. We will play it for you again, though.
Yeah, take a close listen. We'll play it right now on the phone. You can tell us the name of the artist and the song name, then $1,500.
$1,500.
Okay, I'm going to try my best. So
okay,
please play the clip one more time for me.
All right. You got it. Take a deep breath, and here you go. What do you think that was?
Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix.
I love that song. I'm sorry, that's not it.
That is not correct.
No.
A good guess, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Yeah. $2,000 tomorrow between 3 and 4. The Kevin and Bean.
Nope.
I should have just left it there, shouldn't I? Just drop out right there. But no!
Let it go. Let it play. We're not good broadcasters. No. We're not good.
We're not good broadcasters.
We're just not. Why are we doing this job?
It's not professional. It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
Sluggo called it that for the
second time. You know, anytime I ever said Kevin and, it was always Bean.
Right.
Over at that other place.
Right. But as Raul points out on Twitter, it's your name. It's your own name that you're messing up.
I'm really not surprised by that.
What is happening?
It's a moment with Sluggo.
Yeah, well, so I got an email from our boss last night.
Uh-oh.
And it was just labeled a second with Kevin.
Okay.
And I listened to it, and I remembered this going poorly, but I don't remember it going as poorly as it did.
Right.
So we were talking to Bean.
Oh, right, when Bean called in.
Yes, and we were teasing our contest, the 1 second of nonstop rock.
Right.
And Bean asked about it, and the way I explained it is indescribable. Listen.
How does 1 second of rock work? How does that work?
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
A child can understand that. That's
honestly,
a perfect description.
Why? How?
How does 1 second of rock work? How does that work?
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
That's perfect. I mean,
that's me, and you're calling it the wrong name.
Yeah, that's why we say, we don't know what the hell we're doing, man. Just shut this thing down.
Yes, we do. We're doing very poor work. Substandard at best.
So send your tape and resume to Keith Cunningham. 95.5 KLOS.
How does 1 second of rock work? How does that work?
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever. Right, what that guy said.
That perfectly describes it. I mean, we've kind of been talking about not so bright guys this whole time.
Look, we're not smart.
We're right there.
We've never pretended to be smart.
No.
We've never said we're good broadcasters.
No.
None of it.
Nope.
We're not claiming that for ourselves.
And then we've been talking about guys trying to pick up on women with ridiculous things they've said.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm thinking, like, here it is, spring break.
Yeah, they're interviewing students in South Beach in Florida.
Yeah, they're out in force. The guys with their insight and brightness.
And no mask.
And no mask.
Yeah.
And here's what these two fellows had to say.
I already had COVID, so I'm not worried about catching it.
COVID, I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
Still living.
Okay, the first guy, I got news for you.
You can get it again.
You can get it twice. And there are different variants as well.
Once you get the vaccine, it's still possible to get it.
Correct.
It's not going to kill you, most likely.
Right. It won't be nearly as bad if you get it.
I don't think most people understand that. And it will not be likely you pass it on.
But I do like, can you go back to the second guy?
Yes.
Because the second guy thinks he had it.
Yep, but he didn't bother finding out.
But I think I've had it. I think. Yep, still living.
Still living. How old was he? 17, 18?
Yeah, 17, 18, yeah. That's who's picking up on you, ladies.
Still living.
They're ready. Trouble coming. Hey, that's the name of that song right there.
See, because...
Trouble's coming.
Trouble's
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the name of the
song.
Smokey
and the Bat. Whatever, man. It's right, the Kevin and Bean Show.
Yes, you said that
again. I keep saying that all the time
Slugo
now.
Slugo has now said it twice, and I've said it none.
I think we should just change the name of the show. It'll make it easier for me.
I mean, it probably would. Not me, though. I'm good.
Yeah, I know. Well done,
although,
sir. Well done.
I do say good morning about every time I talk to somebody.
Good morning.
All right, let me tell you a story about St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
And we were going to have a giant breakfast show on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, and that other show we were just mentioning.
The other
right,
show,
okay,
right.
Yeah.
And it was at a place called Dublin's.
Dublin's. Oh, on Sunset. Sunset. Right, okay.
And the day before, I had gotten a brand new car. The day before. So I drive this brand new car first thing in the morning, 5 o'clock, it's dark, and I park it far enough to make sure that nobody hits it because it's new.
Sure.
It's brand new.
Yeah.
This is the first day I've driven it.
Yeah.
So we go in and we do the show. We park it, you know, 5 in the morning. It's dark.
Right.
And so we start the show and we do an entire show. Then we stay afterwards and eat.
Sure.
And it's about, I don't know, noon now.
Right. How many beverages have you had at this point? Green beers.
I used to have a green beer or two super early because then by the time it's time to drive and I've already eaten and all good.
Right.
So I was not drunk. I would like to point that out.
And I believe you.
So I walk out to the valet and I give him my ticket and he pulls my car around and he gives me the keys and I get in and I start driving and I think, the seat's kind of
funky, weird.
Did they? He must have moved the seat so it's more comfortable for him. And then I looked in the door handle and it was like a brush was in there. And I was like, those mother effers took my car for
a joyride on St. Patrick's Day.
I thought that was just like rumor. I didn't know that actually happened.
So they not only didn't readjust your seat,
yes,
they left incriminating
yes.
evidence.
And then I noticed it wasn't my car.
I was going to ask. I'm like, are you sure this was your vehicle, sir?
Now
because
I
it's new, you weren't even completely. Did it even look
before.
Totally different color?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
So now I freak out.
Right.
Now I'm driving. I'm,
right.
like, I'm literally stealing a car. And that's Grand Theft Auto. I can go to jail. So I decide, okay, I need to make a U-turn on Sunset. Very busy.
Oh, yeah, no,
very
that's busy. Fine. No problem.
So
anytime.
I make a U-turn and I go back and I pull into the center lane so I can turn left back into
the place.
Bar.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just thinking to myself, please, the cars were stopped, so I couldn't go. I was like, please, cars, please just go. So make room.
Right.
The first chance I get, I'm going to take the car, and I'm going to drive in there, and I'm going to tell them this isn't my car.
You're going to drive it worse than a rental, because it's totally not your car.
So no, I was
fly in there.
I was freaked out.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I felt like I was a criminal.
Burp.
Yes. So I thought, well, maybe no one will notice. I'm just sitting here, but the traffic is going the other way, and I can't drive.
Oh, no.
And I hear a guy go, that's my car!
No.
And it was his car.
Is he staring at you?
He was pointing at me.
From across the street.
Yes.
In front of O'Grady's or
and
whatever.
And then I got out of his car.
In the middle of the road?
Yes.
In the middle of Sunset.
Because I didn't know what to do. I was totally freaked out because I was sitting in his car.
Right.
What do you do? The traffic's not moving, so I can't turn. So I said, dude, why don't you come out here?
Hey, come out here, huh?
And get in your car.
Hey, get in your car.
No, I didn't say it that way.
Yeah.
I was just like, look, it'll be quicker if you just walk across this stop traffic and get in your car.
And, you know, as all of this is going on and you're screaming back and forth or whatever, no one's really paying attention because it's Sunset Boulevard.
Correct.
It's just like, of course, there's always chaos.
Yes, it's chaos, but no one cares.
Nope.
Except for everybody that was at that bar.
Right.
So then I get out. The guy gets in his car. I walk across traffic.
Well, did he ask you what the hell you were doing in his car?
Yes.
And you told him to mind his own business, buddy.
I told him I thought it was mine.
You didn't say the valet gave it. No, you didn't think of that.
At that second, I didn't think. No, the valet gave me your car.
Right.
And keys.
And yeah, I was going to say, didn't even like, how did you get
didn't
it going?
Didn't think of that at all.
Right. And nice brush in here, by the way, buddy. Gross.
So then I go to the valet and I'm like, hey, dude.
Come on, man.
That's not my car.
Yeah, thanks.
And I don't appreciate that. Right. And if you would please look for the... And so he went and got my car, and my car was very dark green. Very dark green.
Right.
His car was black. Didn't notice.
I wouldn't have noticed. I really wouldn't have.
I'm glad to hear that, because...
The only one you would have for sure known would have been Jed the Fish's car, because it was bright yellow. It was this huge, bright yellow
thing. I mean, that would have helped a lot.
Right.
If that was the case.
Right.
And if it was a school bus. Beat Metallica in Marcy's band camp.
I mean, we're not really in a band camp. You know, one time at band camp, we...
That's what oh,
man. March bandness.
March bandness is what I meant to say.
But yeah, Def Leppard won.
Beat Metallica, which was a little surprising.
I don't know what to do now. Yeah, I don't know. Today
let's just say goodbye.
Okay, that's a good idea. You know what? Yes. Tomorrow.
May have been our best day.
All right, I'm going to go home and pet the kitty.
Good luck with that. Hey, check out my podcast with Mike Catherwood.
Great news.
Great news with Kevin and Mike on YouTube.
See you.
See ya.
It was on this day in rock in 1967 when the Jimi Hendrix Experience released Purple Haze in the UK. It wasn't released here until June 19th of 1967. It was on this day in rock in 1978 when U2, who 2 years later would get a rejection letter from RSO Records, won $850 and a chance to audition for CBS Ireland in a talent contest held in Dublin.